Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WYPR. Today, we're going to talk about an apartment at the corner of Bloom and Madison Streets in today's Druid Heights neighborhood that was listed in something called the Green Book as Mrs. Watson's tourist home. If you haven't heard of the Green Book, it was a publication of places around the country where black travelers could get service. Its full name was the Negro Traveler's Green Book, and it ran from 1938 until 1967. For black Americans traveling in this era of segregation, particularly traveling by car, the road was full of danger. With racism and exclusion common, weary travelers might very well pull into a quote-unquote sundown town to see a notice that people of color were banned after nightfall. Hungry travelers were refused service at restaurants, and motorists low on fuel would commonly be turned away from filling stations. God help you was a common prayer if you were unlucky enough to have your car break down, especially if it was getting dark. In 1938, a 44-year-old postman sought to take some of the danger out of travel by printing a listing of places that served black Americans. His name was Victor Green, thus the name Green Book. His first publication consisted of 15 pages of places that he knew about that welcomed black customers on his home turf in New York. In its final edition, 30 years later, the Green Book totaled 99 pages and covered places across America as well as abroad. The places in the Green Book were things like hotels and restaurants, beauty parlors and nightclubs, state parks and auto mechanic shops. They could have black owners or white owners. The owner wasn't the focus. Whether the place accommodated African Americans was. We got our first Green Book in Maryland in 1938. By the 1960s, we had over 100 places listed in 26 different towns. Unfortunately, with a long tradition of racism and segregation, we needed a Green Book. In 1904, for example, Baltimore adopted a Jim Crow ordinance allowing segregation on streetcars, and it wasn't until 1963 that our state legislature passed the Open Accommodations Act, making it illegal to deny service to black customers. In Baltimore, the Green Book had a listing for the Casino Nightclub on Pennsylvania Avenue, owned by the famous numbers runner and small business lender Little Willie Adams. It had a listing for an Esso station on Fremont Avenue and a restaurant called the Gardens Dining Room on Druid Hill Avenue. And it had a listing for Mrs. E. Watson's tourist home on the first floor of the Bellevue Madison apartment building at Bloom and Madison Streets. The historical record shows that Mrs. Watson began living here in 1946 and a year later listed her apartment as a tourist home. She welcomed black travelers for about 6 years until 1953, when she apparently switched to operating a beauty parlor. Mrs. Watson's was not the only tourist home in the Green Book. There were several others in Baltimore and at least three listed in Frederick. So what was a tourist home? It was basically an Airbnb 75 years before that term came into fashion. People would rent out part of their home, a house or apartment, to travelers for a night or two. Sometimes you might get a cup of coffee or a light meal with your rental, sometimes not. What you definitely got was knowing you had a safe place to go to at the end of the day. Hotels, needless to say, were one of the chief discriminators back then. I'll wrap up by saying that there has been a resurgence of interest in the Green Book by historians and many of us who are curious about its listings and its role in American history. People looking for where their parents might have stayed on a trip to New Jersey, or people wondering whether their uncle's restaurant served black customers. There is a wealth of information contained in Green Books over the 30 years of publication, including, for 6 years, Mrs. Watson's tourist home here in West Baltimore. For more information on Mrs. Watson's tourist home, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute History videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.